Los Angeles City Council member Mitch O'Farrell is the co-author of the plan known as LA 100 to transition the city's municipal utility to 100% renewable energy in just 13 years. He said it is not a utopian gesture, but rather a work plan for a world in trouble.
It is really probably the top issue of the day. A livable city, a livable planet, makes everything that we do possible. As you can see, colleagues, our route to 100% renewable energy in a little over 13 years, just let that sit for a moment, 13 years, of the utmost importance that we stay committed to this goal.
O'Farrell pointed to the ferocious California wildfires, Hurricane Ida, which ripped into Louisiana, and the recent International Panel on Climate Change report, which warned that weather extremes will only become more severe. The 2035 deadline for Los Angeles to reach 100% renewable energy is a decade earlier than the city's previous goal. It is the most ambitious such green energy timeline for a public-owned utility. The transition is expected to cost up to $87 billion. But the general manager of LADWP, Martin Adams, said that much of the investment would overlap with already needed infrastructure replacement. Adams said what the city is doing is setting the stage for the rest of the country and ultimately the world.
I will tell you that when you talk to anybody in the Department of Energy, they will tell you the only thing they're talking about in D.C. is the city of Los Angeles and the LA 100 study. This is a huge win for the city, and it is really setting the stage, and it has captured the national attention, and it's something for everyone to be proud of.
The study, which laid out how Los Angeles could make transition, was conducted by Federal Department of Energy's National Renewable Energy Laboratory, LADWP, and USC. It was one of the largest of its kind. The study found that by 2030, the city can dramatically reduce its greenhouse gases from 76% to 99% below 2020 levels if officials begin to work toward those goals now. The study was initiated by a motion introduced in 2016 by the plan's co-author, Paul Krikorian, and Councilman Mike Bonin. He thanked the climate activist organization Sierra Club, Food and Water Watch, and the Sunrise Movement for moving the city forward on renewable energy. During the public comment period, one resident said communities which have suffered most from the effects of fossil fuels should be given priority in making the transition to renewable energy.
Our country is watching as homes are burning and hurricanes are ripping through the South, and it's very clear that a target date of 2035 for 100% renewable energy is necessary to meet this crisis. It's also important that environmental justice communities are prioritized in conversation and resources. It is essential that all of these communities be a part of leading on energy transition.
The Los Angeles City Council approved the plan on a vote of 12-0. It also requires the LADWP to report every 6 months on its efforts to make the transition to renewable energy. For Pacifica Radio, I'm Janine Etter.